Blackstone Audiobooks presents Don't Point That Thing at Me by Kirill Bonfiglioli. Chapter 1. So old a story, and tell it no better. Pippa passes. When you burn an old carved and gilt picture frame, it makes a muted hissing noise in the grate, a sort of genteel whoo, and the gold leaf tints the flames a wonderful peacock blue-green. I was watching this effect smugly on Wednesday evening when Martland came to see me. He rang the bell 3 times, very fast, an imperious man in a hurry. I was more or less expecting him, so when my thug Jock put his head around the door, eyebrows elaborately raised, I was able to put a certain aplomb into my "Wheel him in." Somewhere in the trash, he reads, Martland has read that heavy men walk with surprising lightness and grace. As a result, he trips about like a portly elf, hoping to be picked up by a leprechaun. In he pranced, all silent and cat-like and absurd, buttocks swaying noiselessly. "Don't get up," he sneered when he saw I had no intention of doing so. "I'll help myself, shall I?" Ignoring the more inviting bottles on the drinks tray, he unerringly snared the great Rodney decanter from underneath and poured himself a gross amount of what he thought would be my Taylor 31. A score to me already.